Our first opportunity to talk to you since the governor's State of the State address. I'd like to get your thoughts there.
You know, I think the governor is very good at delivering a very lively speech. I think he's right on about the Texas economy and what we have to offer and bringing in more people and growing our economy. I don't know whether the money's going to be there to give back that he's talking about. That's something that we'll have to determine.
But, were you a little surprised to hear that?
I was a little surprised by that, and I'm not opposed to it. Don't get me wrong. If we're overtaxing people, I sure would think we need to stop. But if you listen to school districts and the highway department and all of the things that keep telling us that we need improving, then I don't know whether we are or not. I think we just have to look at it real closely.
You know, one of the things I find, again, sure, fascinating, great idea. It's an attention getter, but being able to disperse those funds in a fair way. We were joking on the show the other day. I don't want some guy who moved here 5 months ago to get my share of the money. I've lived here a while. You know what I mean?
I understand. I tell you what I do believe in very strongly. Chairman Ritter is going to be talking about water and taking $2 billion out of the rainy day fund to begin that project of having a real water program. And I think we may be a little behind on that, but I like the idea of catching up.
Do you think, John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning, suddenly this week immigration has the national spotlight? The Senate came out early in the week with their plan. The president spoke Tuesday about that in Las Vegas. Obviously, we have the largest border. We see the problems on the ground necessarily. Do you think that the view is too far away for Washington to fix this, or where does the state of Texas need to be as far as input on some sort of an immigration policy?
Well, I truly think that the first thing we need to do is secure our border. I personally feel like that if we had a worker program where we identify the people and they come over and they work and they go home, I don't have a problem with that at all, because I know that agriculture and a lot of construction folks need that labor. And so I don't have a problem with any kind of a work program, but I do have a problem with a leaky border. And I think all of us do, mainly because of the drugs and the drug wars that are leaking over into our country.
Yeah, it's causing big problems, really. I mean, the violence is frightening along the border. We're, again, hundreds of miles away from it, but it's a real problem for the people right down there not far from the border.
Well, I guess it was almost a year ago, and I do not recall the man's name, but he spoke to the Republican Club and talked about the dangers of the stuff along the border, particularly in that it was affecting corruption in government even along there.
Wow.
And that every community has a gang that is tied in some way to a drug lord. And that's just frightening to me. And it's not just in Texas. It goes all the way up the country.
Now, we were gonna have committee assignments. Are we there yet? Where's that process?
I think that's going to happen today. That's the big rumor. And I think I kind of visited with the speaker yesterday. He didn't commit. He's pretty good at not doing that.
Right.
But I think he's leaving town shortly after session, so he doesn't have to answer his phone. and I don't know that I blame him.
Oh, yeah. I understand that. So what? That could be done. The announcement could come out of his office after he's already left town. Is that what your thought
well,
is?
Well, I laughed. I said, I understand you're going to hand that piece of paper over to the committee clerk, and she's going to start reading it, and that you have your car running.
I'll be out of town before she finishes, right? Well, if that's the case, then I'll tell you here on the air. We'll probably want to be in touch with you again this afternoon if those committee assignments come out, and we'll hope that they do. Obviously, you bring a skill set. Everybody does to Austin, and you hope that you're put on committees where you can add some knowledge and move things forward.
The thing that I've gotten the most excitement from is the bill to try to make A&M and Texas play football every year. And the only thing that's wrong with that bill is that we need to make them play in College Station every year.
Yeah, I like that idea. I think the merchants would like that idea, too. That's for sure. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
No, but I will say that, really, the legislature doesn't have any business in that.
Yeah.
We need to let the university figure that out, and we sure don't need to penalize the school for it.
Yeah.
No, I don't really have anything else. I met with a lot of constituents this week, and I think that's what my job is. Is to meet with constituents. We had a lot of people through Bryan and College Station coming in, and we're going to have a bunch next week when the chamber brings people over on Wednesday.